Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
I know how busy you guys are. I mean, you got a lot going on over there. You have different stuff going on over there.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you're a Marine.
Yes, ma'am.
You train just like every other Marine, but you're an advocate. You're a lawyer.
Yes, I am. I'm a lawyer.
Explain what your daily life is like, what you deal with. You don't have to go into detail, but just kind of give us an overview of what it is you do.
Well, in my position here, I am the legal assistance primary for the Marine Corps and RC Southwest, as well as here on board Camp Leatherneck. So the majority of my day is spent with various legal assistance matters that range from divorce counselings to civil action counselings to immigration and citizenship for service members who are trying to become naturalized citizens. I also am the Marine Corps' criminal defense attorney forward, so I also handle minor issues of misconduct where Marines are being NJP'd, as well as larger issues of misconduct that involve Marines as well.
Gotcha. So that's a heavy burden. I mean, from my perspective, it just seems like a heavy burden.
It has its good moments and its bad moments. Part of our job, like what we say is, you know, as judge advocates in these types of bulletin positions, we serve as part lawyer and then part counselor as well, because a lot of times our clients come to us and they're talking about personal matters in their lives or issues that are very sensitive and very touchy for them. So they rely on us not to only give them good legal advice, but to also give them good life advice as well.
Yeah. You know, interestingly enough, the show that I do, which is heard all over the country, I have a lot of military folks who listen to the show, a lot. If they have not come back, they're getting ready to leave, or they're married to someone and they have children. I hear oftentimes one of the most common things I hear is, well, I was gone for 18 months, and while I was gone, she met someone else, and, you know, we went through a divorce, and I'm just fighting to get to be able to see my kids. So I'm assuming that is one very common thing that happens, those relationship issues, as is the case in life, but you are the one who has to deal with that or help them deal with that.
Unfortunately, that is the truth, that divorce counselings are the highest type of clientele that I deal with. And in this setting, it does take on a different flavor because unlike if you were back at home where you would be able to have a little bit more control about the day-to-day activities involving your divorce, here you're kind of isolated and there really isn't much for the service member to do. So they really are relying on individuals in my type of position to assist them and to help protect them from afar. And we are able to do that. We're able to provide that service to our Marines and sailors so that they are able to focus on the mission and know that while they are away, they are protected at home.
That is so good to hear and so incredibly important, because the key is to give those men and women the ability to do their job and do it well. And when you have things going on in the periphery or in their personal life that can become a distraction, that can become a problem. So when there are people who can help them, such as yourself, or back here stateside, help their families, which is very important to me, making sure that we're taking care of the families of those men and women who serve or who are deployed. It's such a load off of their mind, those who are serving, when they know that things can be taken care of, because, you know, it's like your hands are tied when you're that far away from home and stuff's going down.
You're absolutely right. And you mentioned a very important aspect, and that is the ability for us to reach back to our different home units and bases and receive assistance from them. And I can definitely speak from the legal community, the Marines and sailors that are deployed forward are our main priority. And if I ever need assistance or if I ever need support from Camp Pendleton or from, you know, even Headquarters Marine Corps in regard to a Marine or a service member that's going through a legal issue, I've always been well received and been able to call upon a variety of individuals to support and to help out to make sure that that Marine or sailor is taken care of and that they don't have to worry about what's happening at home and they can definitely focus on their mission here.
Right, right. So no distractions. Doing your best to minimize or eliminate all distractions. And, you know, relationships are part of life. It's healthy for our servicemen and women to have relationships and to have children because it's healthy for everyone to do that, but especially them because it reminds them of home and their loved ones and makes them feel like there's someone waiting for them. It's so incredibly important, but relationship issues happen, and especially when there's a distance involved, and it's so good to hear